Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's talk about the quarterback.
Caleb's been a polarizing dude ever since he hit the scene. This was a big pregame piece on Fox's Sunday morning football pregame show.
The name Iceman is Mr. Iceman.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it. It's a cool name.
When you think of ice, ice is still, ice looks calm. And that's the same mindset I have. You know, in those moments, I feel at my calmest on the outside. But there's a lot going on inside.
The Iceman coming.
Hey, man. Eugene O'Neill getting some love. Or is it Ibsen? I always get confused.
What's the matter, smartass? You don't know any Shakespeare?
I want Alex, to be well, hold on, Mark. Murder instead of Iceman.
C-Murder? C-Murder? Cardiac, yeah. Caleb?
Mob.
C-Mob?
Iceman. Iceman's been done.
Well, Chicago, Mike is back. And so is the Iceman cookie.
Want to know who the best is? That's him, Iceman. That's the way he flies, ice cold, no mistakes.
Kuklinski had frozen the body in an industrial freezer. This was the murder that earned him the name of Iceman.
Alex, is it Eugene O'Neill or is it Ibsen? Iceman cometh.
This guy.
Someone's looking at Wikipedia.
Yeah, not yet. He's about to.
When has Wikipedia been a source of credible information?
When he said that ice has a lot of energy, he's right, though. Ice has a lot of energy in the form of thermal energy. Even though it's cold, the water molecules in the ice are still vibrating, which means they have kinetic energy.
That's really interesting.
Hey, the Caleb's out here winning football games and teaching you about thermodynamics.
Yeah, he really is.
And this perpetual motion machine she made today is a joke. It just keeps going faster and faster. Lisa, get in here. In this house, we obey the laws of thermodynamics.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you until 6 o'clock, and man, do we have a show for you. It's Pro Day on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Kurt Warner is going to join us at 2:45. Matt Forte is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Matt Bowen is going to join us at 4. We've also got some surprises along the way. We will take a look at something that happened last night on the Manning cast that deserves some conversation. The Bulls are probably more of a threat to your heart than the Bears are. We will discuss that at some point throughout the show. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
So I delivered ice to 7-Elevens and liquor stores all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Seems like your profile.
Yeah, during college, my summer job, and I always heard one of two things. Hey, pretty cool job for the summer you got there. That's one thing I'd hear as I delivered the ice. The other one was, hey, the Iceman cometh. How you doing? So forever, it's been there. I didn't know it was going to be Caleb. I loved hearing that open, though. A lot of George Gervin and the mob enforcer, right? The hitman, the Iceman. Some of that in there. Dude killed like 70 people.
Richard Kuklinski, yeah. Your guy Michael Shannon played him in a movie, the Iceman.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So
I don't know if there's ever been a cooler poster than the George Gervin Iceman poster.
Badass. With all the ice around?
Mm-hmm. I think that is an elite poster. Find me a cooler one. It's going to be hard to do. Maybe the Ken Griffey swing freeze frame poster is cooler, but I don't know. Gervin's Iceman poster is probably the coolest one I can remember.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Lawrence is psyched to talk about the heart attack Bulls, and we got tons of pros, as you said, but we touched on a little bit in transition, but there's more meat on that bone. Aaron Rodgers may be coming back to Soldier Field this week. We're not sure. Let me just say this real quick. It would be a shock if that man's ego and narcissism forces him into a selfish decision that hurts the team this week. That would be a shock. To me, let me just say that, okay? Because it's up to him, right? Isn't it up to him right now? Because there's not surgery and there's pain, but he can maybe go.
There seems to be a pain tolerance thing that's going on with Aaron Rodgers that would allow him to have some choices on what to do here. Why don't we hear from his head coach, okay? Let's hear what Mike Tomlin has to say about Aaron Rodgers' injury and availability.
Aaron's got a fracture in his wrist. It does not require surgery. Really, it's just about bracing it and securing it for his comfort and safety. And then it's about how functional he is. And so we don't have the answers to that. As we stand here today, but certainly I would imagine we're going to get some clarity as we push through the week. I think his experience really kind of aids in that. He's the type of guy and has the type of profile that doesn't require a lot of physical work and an effort to be ready to play, and that's helpful. In the meanwhile, certainly it'll provide opportunities for Mason and Will to get quality work as we start the week, and I think that's the posture that we're in. A little later in the week, we'll take a look at Aaron. And again, as I mentioned, the variables are stabilizing it and making sure that he's safe and he can protect himself, brace himself as he falls, et cetera. Pain tolerance, but that doesn't seem to be an issue with Aaron. He wanted to go back in the game on Sunday. And then lastly, obviously, how effective he can be. And so Friday's probably a big day in terms of some of those things. I know he's working his tail off to be a component of this week. He and I talked yesterday. He expressed that directly. I'm of the mindset of supporting that, while at the same time, I got a healthy collective of guys as a team and as a unit to ready.
Mike, do you get a sense that Aaron especially wants to play this week, given who the opponent is and his familiarity?
Aaron always wants to play. Opponent has nothing to do with it. It's his love affair with the game of football.
Aaron always wants to play. His love affair with the game.
I don't disagree with Tomlin on that. Aaron clearly loves football. I do think that he is downplaying how much Aaron enjoys inflicting emotional pain to the Bears organization and Bears fans.
You know, it's amazing because usually I'm the guy thinking that, you know, Aaron is in it for all those selfish reasons, and I am, and I just said so, but like, you're leaning in on this, and maybe you're right. I'm just thinking about it. Like, how much is he thinking about being able to play here where he has historically been able to say, I own you, I own you, I own you. His career record against the Bears is, I believe, 24-5.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so 24-5 versus the Bears in his career. So you think he's dying to come back and do that and feel some of that familiar Soldier Field ownership. I still own you.
It's a great villain moment. I understand that people hate him, and I understand why they hate him. But as far as leaning into the villainy on the field, I thought that that moment was just brilliant. Like, it's one of those things where Bears fans will never forget it. And the hope is that you're getting to a point where that type of stuff doesn't matter as much anymore. But as far as like just being an in-game villain, that guy understands how to play the role. And I agree, there's probably some narcissistic aspects to it too that play into it. But you talk about the guy that you love to hate.
And the guy who you love to hate enjoying your hate. That's what you're talking about. His willingness to be that. Draymond Green is that, right? Draymond Green usually is that. Although lately, he's been...
See what happened last night?
Two nights ago. Right? Super sensitive. People calling him Angel Reese because he kept getting his own rebounds. And that's what they've said about Angel Reese. And he lost it, was like, don't call me a woman. Don't call me a woman. It was a bad look.
Well, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
That was a bad look from Draymond. They're not calling you Angel Reese to say you're a woman. They're calling you Angel Reese to say you're padding your rebound stats, kid.
Also, that fan was like 6'8". What was going on there?
I didn't see that.
Draymond, he was taller than Draymond.
Well,
so it's probably the first time that Draymond's had a fan interaction with someone that can actually size up to him.
Yeah, look, I can see Aaron's value, to your point, in how he embraces being the villain. I can see his value in the soap opera of what we do and what sports are. I can see his value in that way. That's why, frankly, it's a very easy decision for me. I want to see Aaron Rodgers this weekend, and I want to see the Bears beat him. That's always what I've wanted.
I would love to see that part too. And maybe that's one of those small mile markers on the way to the Bears getting to where everyone would like for the Bears to be. That some of this stuff where you're exorcising all of those demons from the past and you get to just say, all right, let's check this off the list now. You know, you can, if you want to start the list at the end of last season and say, well, Caleb went up to Green Bay and won, so you don't have to worry about that being a storyline anymore. Now he's got some backup too. Like it's really not just him. He's got some backup. He's got some guys with him along with his head coach that don't seem like they're afraid to mix it up a little bit. And we've chronicled all of the stuff with Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur, for example. But this is another one of those boogeymen. Like Aaron Rodgers has been the ultimate boogeyman for the Bears as a franchise. And maybe if you go ahead and take care of business with him on the field, maybe if you give him the Corey Wooten treatment and get him off of the field for the rest of the season, maybe that feels cathartic to people to get a win and to then put that in the file of we don't have to worry about that anymore. And now we can go forward.
The best thing about Bears fans is every year, this is our year. This is our year. One. We added this guy and that guy. And we got a new coach from Detroit. Yeah. Oh, man. Look out.
This is it.
Right? Packers fans, we know that, right?
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is kind of an ass, right? I don't know.
So I forgot that, Tanny. That was Rodgers when there was, the Fanatics Fest in the offseason?
There was a podcast. Yeah, podcast taping somewhere. Yeah,
they were taping a podcast.
That's what I was saying to Grody. Song is about you.
Yeah.
He cares. He is still in the middle of this thing, and he still sees himself as Thanos. He is the Bears Thanos. So he wants to continue to be that.
Well, I, for one, am shocked you took it to Marvel. But, let's see. How many of the Marvel
villains?
I know, right? So some of those Marvel villains, some of the superhero villains loving to be the villain, I get that that's part of your respect level. Or, that's in there for Aaron's willingness to be that guy. I get
that. There is a comic with Thanos. There's a Marvel comic with Thanos where Thanos just picks this random dude. I think the dude's name is Dave, and he terrorizes him every day on his birthday. So there's a whole comic showing this guy's life playing out.
Oh, man.
Where he got accepted to a school and Thanos destroyed it.
Oh.
There's all this stuff from. And it's just just so mean that every year the guy is quaking in fear because he knows that Thanos is going to show up and ruin his birthday. And it started from the first day he was born.
Oh,
so that's
every year.
That's the version of Aaron Rodgers that I'm talking about. He just wants to come ruin you. He doesn't have a point. You know, there are people who thought that Thanos had a point about resources. This version of Thanos, he doesn't have a point.
He doesn't care.
He just wants to make your life miserable.
On fire while celebrating his birthday.
That's what he It's too bad that that happened to that guy. Every year, Thanos would take him down. Kevin Warren got a game ball while celebrating his birthday. That was good for him. But
that's a better birthday.
I think that's better than the newscaster. God, every time you play that, Tanny, I want to play the whole thing just for people who might not know it, just so they can be in on the joke, and it gives us another year of the Full Tilt Boogie.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Oh, that is an unfortunate lack of a pause by the fill-in newscaster before he goes to the first story.
Dana's not just off tonight.
Dana's off forever. Forever.
That was a real-life version of, like, a missing comma.
Yes! That's a syntax issue. Or it's a grammar, it's a punctuation issue in real time. Just as well as, like, the creative writing of the story. Let's start with this as we do the story. Start with him being murdered and set on fire.
Don't you just want to get away from... There are all these curses, you know? Like, there are all these things that have become lore when it comes to the Bears.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. It's a good point by you, because this whole year has been a process. Like, we're done with comparing Ben to Eberflus, pretty much, right? Like we vanquished that. Ideally, you want to pass the Packers and take the North. And
you want it to be one quarterback. You don't want it to be the growing list of quarterbacks that have been. You heard Aaron Rodgers allude to it in that piece at the Fanatics convention, where he's like, "Oh, well, now they've got this guy, and now they've got a new coach." Like, all of that's you want to get rid of some of this lore while you're building lore, and this would allow for the Bears to do some of that.
Yeah, no, it's well said, and will be a growing storyline during the course of the week. We haven't even turned the page, but we're talking about Aaron, because Aaron is Aaron. You know what I wonder from just like a logistical standpoint? If you know a dude has a half-broken left wrist, I mean, I don't want to get all Greg Williams on you. Matt Bowen coming up at 4 o'clock, by the way.
We can ask him about it.
Like, but you know a quarterback's got a half-broken left wrist. Like, you're hoping for a nice, clean, legal shot to get him out the game, ain't you?
Well, the thing that Tomlin talked about, I think, is relevant. It's the way that you get him down to the ground, too. That maybe you whip him down to the ground so that he has to
brace himself
with his wrist. Yeah. You know, like there's all sorts of stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.